Progress note, patient name, Miller, Vivian, date 12/31/22, place, summer place, nursing home and rehabilitation. History of present illness, Ms. Miller is a 64-year-old African-American female seen today on rounds. She is hemodynamically and clinically stable. The patient is a poor historian and is noted to be confused and forgetful at times. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. There are no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, stroke, right-sided hemiparesis, expressive aphasia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, CAD, PVD, anemia, COPD, esophageal reflux, dysphagia, muscle weakness, impaired mobility, COVID-19 infection, memory loss, full assistance with ADLs, left femoral pseudoaneurysm, endometriosis, DVT, PAD, vascular dementia, and osteoarthritis, allergies, codeine, current medications, apixaban, aspirin, clonidine, metoprolol, Plavix, simvastatin, tramadol, acetaminophen, valsartan / hydrochlorothiazide, and Zofran. Review of systems as per above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 101 over 51, temperature 96.4, heart rate 83, respirations 18, and oxygen saturation 99% on room air. HEENT benign, neck supple. No JVD noted. Lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally. Chest rises even and symmetrically. Cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm. Normal S1 and S2, no quick shrugs or murmurs. Abdomen soft, non-tender, non-distended. Bowel sounds present times 4. Neurological, decreased sensation to the right lower extremity. Decreased sensation to the right upper extremity. Right-sided paralysis to the upper extremity. Generalized weakness, impaired mobility, and wheelchair bound. Skin, warm and dry, no lesions noted, no jaundice noted. Extremities, peripheral pulses palpable and symmetrical, no clubbing noted. Musculoskeletal, no swelling or deformity. Positive or decreased range of motion, muscle weakness, right-sided hemiplegia with increased right upper extremity resistance to passive range of motion. Assessment and plan, number 1, peripheral artery disease, continue current medications and routine follow-up with cardiologists and cardiovascular surgeon. Number 2, hypertension, continue current medications. Number 3, flaccid hemiplegia of the right dominant side as a late effect of cerebral infarction, continue assistance with ADLs. Number 4, generalized muscle weakness, continue physical therapy and occupational therapy, continue fall precautions.